Hey, I'm Mike Lemon with CyberSafe Teen. Today we have a very special guest who's going to help us with a problem that we see a lot in all of our children and how we raise our children and what we expect out of our children. If you can think about a sports analogy, if you ever played football or baseball, basketball, soccer, whatever, it would be very difficult to play the game if there weren't actually goalposts, right? If there wasn't a basket, if there wasn't a touchdown or end zone, you really wouldn't know how you want to get there. You wouldn't know where you want to go and the steps to take to get there. And so today we're going to be talking to Lakeela LeBeau from Be Dynamic Incorporated about a vision board, about how you can actually kind of set a vision to set a goal for your child, and then how that actually plays into their actions, their decisions, and what they do every day to reach those goals. And Ms. Lakeela, how are you doing today?
I am doing awesome. Trying to stay warm. It's a little cold outside.
I understand. It's dropping down by the minute as we speak, I believe.
Yes, it is.
So can you tell our audience a little bit about yourself, your background, and what you're doing with Be Dynamic Incorporated?
Awesome. So first off, thank you for the opportunity to share with the students and families. I am Lakeela LeBeau from a super small town in Southeast Missouri. I attended Murray State University. It was a last minute decision. I'm the first of seven and the oldest. First generation college student, so my dad didn't want me going too far as college is concerned. That's how I ended up in Kentucky. After grad school, while in grad school, got married, and so he felt like we should be in Kentucky, and I thought I was going to be working alongside the late and great Stuart Scott on ESPN. However, God had other plans, so I am here, and I have the opportunity to empower students and families, not only in the school system as an educator, but through Be Dynamic Inc., which is a company that I founded in 2018. And once again, we just want to ensure that students and families have the tools needed to be successful in life. And vision board and goal setting is a big percentage of that. So looking forward to sharing more about vision boards.
Well, I appreciate that. You know, in our training for how to build a cyber safety contract, a big part of that is starting with the end in mind. Where do you want your child to be? Where does your child want to be? And that really makes those decisions easier when you make that contract of, is it to help me get there or not? It's very one way or the other. And so kind of talking to you about this is also, I think, a great way of doing it, not just for cyber safety, but also for the live. So can you explain what a vision board is?
Yes, a vision board is simple. It is a tool to help you clarify your goals, to inspire you on a daily basis, and to motivate you. And in return, hopefully those goals will come to fruition. So that's, if I had to sum it up in one sentence, it's a tool that's going to help you clarify your goals, inspire you, and ultimately help you get to that end destination.
Excellent. So what are some of the benefits of building the storyboard? We'll talk about and kind of get into it a little bit of what it is and how it goes. But what are some of the benefits that for the kids and for the parents as well?
Okay, so I love to share personal stories. So I have to share a personal story in order for you to really fully understand the benefits of a vision board, because I could sit here and say, oh, it's going to help you with the positive visualization, the law of attraction. All that is true, don't get me wrong. But the personal story will actually help you understand how powerful a vision board truly is. And if someone or anyone has ever told you that it's a joke, no, the joke is really on them. And I'm a living witness. So growing up in a small town, there wasn't much to do as far as entertainment is concerned. And we played outside. You know, there wasn't the whole social media so that you can get in trouble. Really didn't need, I guess, cyber safe team back in the day. Not so much. TV, however, media still played a huge role and influence in the lives of, you know, the youth growing up. And I remember, you know, I wasn't the best looking kid by far. I wore these big red glasses, and I tell people those glasses caused my life to be a you know what. However, in overcoming that adversity, that's when I truly learned how to advocate for myself in others. And instead of fighting back with words and physically, I journaled. I set goals because I knew that, and at the time I didn't understand what it was called, but it's called positive visualization, seeing yourself in a better situation. Whether you're a single parent, whether you're a student and you just don't have the means to do whatever, you don't have that support system, it's called positive visualization and it's life changing. So what that is I simply set goals. I made vision boards and collages and I based it on what I wanted to do, where I wanted to be when I grew up, because I knew I didn't want to remain in that small town. I knew that education was the key, so I kept my grades up. And of course, that was on my list of goals to remain, on the dean's list with a certain GPA to get involved in sports, because I wasn't always involved in the extracurricular activities because, once again, you have to try out for those teams. So I made these lists of goals. And when I say that was life-changing, as I started to check off those goals in middle school and in high school, and the big turning point for me is not only when I found my voice, but contacts. That was a game changer. That was a game changer. I remained the same Lakeela inside. You know, some may label it as a nerd. I say intelligent. However, the outer appearance changed. And of course, you know, that changes the perception of some people, the way they judge you based off of your looks. So got involved in sports and I was able to once again become that bridge between, I say, the band student and the athletes. So if I would have not set goals, had a vision board, practiced positive visualization, I would not be sitting here today in front of you. I would not have accomplished all the wonderful things that I have. As I briefly mentioned in the introduction, being that first time generation college student, going on to do what, you know, I think most students aspire to do. You know, you want to find a mate, get married, have the kids and the career, and ultimately give back to the community and just continue sharing your story so that it's not in vain. So, Benefits of vision board. I'm sure you heard several just in that personal story. And hopefully I wasn't talking too fast, but just to reiterate, putting it down on paper. There's one thing about having a dream and a vision, but it's a whole nother game and a game changer when you write it down and put it on paper. And so that's my charge for you guys today. Is those goals, if you're a student or a parent, those goals, especially in the midst of a pandemic, you can't keep all that stuff in your head, right? We just don't have enough space.
Absolutely not.
So put it down on paper, and I promise you, you will start to see the benefits of just simply creating a to-do list. However, today we're going to go into further detail and elaborate on exactly what a vision board looks like. And once again, the benefits of it. So, yes.
Excellent. So just hearing you talk right now, you know, a couple of things came to my mind is one, you know, writing things down. I'm actually doing that here, writing down my to-do list for this next coming month.
And
people talk about, you know, I don't have time for this. I don't have time for that. I think you realize that when you prioritize things and you write them down and you schedule them, you have time for a lot more than you really think you do. And it's not until you actually do that and take that time that you realize, oh, I've wasted a lot of time. So I know it's right here, right? I mean, I've actually taken all my email notifications off because I've got three emails that I use for this company, for another company, and my personal. Mm-hmm. And it's one of those things that constantly ding, ding, ding. Next thing I know, I'm checking my email, and then like, oh, look, there's a Facebook notification. Then there's an hour later, gone. Right. And so I think being able to have that, you know, that list of things that you do is a way to stay focused on that in a way to take away from all the distractions. That's kind of what I hear from you.
Yes. And that was the perfect summary. So if Lakeela was talking too fast, there you have it. There you have it. And the thing about it, it's, you cannot afford not to do it, right? Because once you do it, then you'll realize, A, that you were taking time for granted, most of us, and how you can easily lose time. And time is valuable. Well, For me, it is. When you're a parent and when you're an educator, when you're a community activist, entrepreneur, and once again, in the midst of a pandemic, you can't afford not to value your time. And as you stated, it is a game changer. Once you jot it down on paper, turn off those notifications, get it off that phone, it's another level, and you will go to another level, definitely.
Now, there's also, I think, you know, there's all those benefits. Some things, like for me, I miss emails every once in a while because I don't get that. But it's one of those things, it's a price you got to pay.
Yes.
So I may miss an email here or there, but I'll eventually get to it, maybe a day or so until I see it. But, you know, these things are, you're going to pay one way or the other. So what do you want to pay? You want to pay with the stuff you missed or stuff you need to do, I think. Absolutely. And so kind of give us a 10,000 foot view of what a vision board really kind of looks like and how you bring all those things together.
Okay, awesome. So once again, it's all about visualization, which is one of the most powerful mind exercises that you can do. And that is science. I'm not a STEM person, but I know that much. It's, you know, it's science behind it, and it's the law of attraction. Because what a vision board is doing for you is forming your entire life experience through your thoughts. So we'll break it down. So I'll say there's two types. According to B Dynamic Inc., of course, there's probably 20, 30, 40 different ways, but I would say the most two popular ways. So the first one is through a collage. And when you hear the words vision boards, that's probably what you think of. You think of this nice poster board with all these cutouts and collages and the pictures of the beach and the big house and fancy car. And then around the New Year's, you have the workout and the losing inches and swimsuits. So that is one of the most popular ways. And once again, that works for many, because once again, it goes back to visualization, you making that collage. And it's not just about what you want, but how you want to feel. Okay, that's super important. When you are doing a collage vision board, you're not only cutting out things that you want to aspire to be, but what makes you feel good? Does flowers make you feel good? If you're up north in the snow, or does the beach and water? You may not necessarily want to take that vacation, but does that relax your mind? So you can cut out different images, paste it on a poster board, and there's no wrong way to do a vision board. There really isn't. And it's a fluid document, so to speak. You can add and subtract. A lot of people put photos of their family members or their pets or something that's important to them. So that is the first option. You collecting photos, objects, items, posting them on a poster board that's super inexpensive. Go grab your glue stick that's probably in your child's virtual learning toolbox and scissors, and you can get to work. So that's the first option. Second option, I call it chronological, and this is my personal favorite. So what this is doing, you are setting short-term goals and long-term goals, and you choose 3 to 5 categories that you want to focus on in your life. For example, it could be health, career, family, personal, a miscellaneous category. And you would chart it out. So you would have all those across that paper. And what I do is I break them down into 3-month increments, meaning, or you can say quarterly. So January through March in the health category. I give you an example because that's the most popular. That's about to be coming up in the weeks to come. So health, I could put January through March. I want to work out 3 times a week. And right now I advise you do that at home and, you know, be healthy at home.
Absolutely.
Work out 3 times a week. Maybe you need to increase your water intake. Maybe you need to lay off the sugar. So those are 3 examples. And I would chart that.
That's me.
Oh, that's you. I think that's 99% of us. So the health category, once again, and you will put those 3 short-term goals. That's January through March. And then what I would do is the next 3 months, April, May, June, I may increase the amount of times that I work out. So instead of 3, it may be 4. That water intake, it may go from 24 ounces to a gallon. Maybe if you want that huge jump and you're feeling good, maybe you laid off the cookies and you're like, okay, time to back off those carbs. And so now you're getting rid of carbs. So as you can see, instead of making that New Year's resolution that a large percentage don't really stick to, and then you get discouraged, you're taking baby steps, okay? And so that is just one example in the health category, breaking it down quarterly, 3 months at a time, setting those small goals and increasing slowly. So that way you're less likely to get discouraged. You're gonna have your off days, but I guarantee you, I promise you, if you stick to it, it is life-changing. And since we are in the, once again, we're battling COVID-19, it could be your career, all right? So most of us are working virtually from home. So this is a great time in that career box. You need to work on time management. What does that look like? Maybe you are going to schedule your day the day before. So if you're concurrently working virtually from home and you have your kiddos, you can jot that schedule out from snack time to lunchtime to bedtime. Because if you're just going and you're just freely going, as Michael stated earlier, you're going to lose some valuable time and also sanity. Sanity will start you like, what am I doing? I feel like my days are running into each other. So the chronological vision board is my personal favorite, and my top four categories, always health, career, personal, family are my go-to. And I literally have the whole year jotted down. I take, you know, that couple hours to do that brainstorming. Of course, you go and you scratch out and you add to it. However, that is, once again, the whole visualization process, seeing where I'm going, where I'm headed, and where I want to be and how I want to feel is definitely, definitely a game changer. And I would recommend sacrificing that time that you say you don't have to sit exactly down and do this process, because once again, it's just a great habit. And some of your most successful people, you have your Oprah Winfrey's and Steve Harvey, just to name two that are big vision board fans. They will attest that it is definitely a life-changing habit, so to speak.
And I think that's probably the biggest thing that I'm hearing is building the habit. So it's the New Year's, people have New Year's resolutions. If your resolution is I'm going to run a marathon and I've never ran a mile, well, you're right, going to fail really quickly.
Right. Right.
Probably the first day, and you can't walk the next 2 weeks trying right to run a marathon.
Right.
And, but to set, say, you know what, I'm just going to walk a mile.
Yes.
Today, this week. And then by the end of 3 months, maybe I'm going to be running a mile or whatever it is, having those kind of baby steps, as you said, go along. And for me, you know, personally, with what we're doing here, you know, I've set kind of the big goal, like you're talking about on the category, is to reach 100,000 parents this next year. And people like yourselves are going to be helping us get there. And so that's kind of what I said, working on. That's what I'm working on right now is how, in the next 3 months, what do I need to do? And then the next 6 months, where do I want to be? Set those goals. You know, I was talking to a buddy today, and he's like, well, what happens if you don't reach 100,000? I was like, well, if I reach 75,000, that'll be pretty awesome.
There you go. Now,
if I reach 50,000, it's going to be awesome. But I got a goal for 100,000. And so exactly, that's what we're going to be going for. And so I can see really the benefit of what you're talking about. And once you build this, once you have your goals set out or you have your vision board built, what do you do with it?
Okay, that is a great question. And I'm just going to pause right there, make sure they understand. So once you have this lovely collage, or you sat down and you put in that work, that 2-3 hours, jotting down that entire year, what do you do with it? Okay, so first off, you are going to be intentional, meaning that you are going to look at this document, that poster, that board, whatever you make it on, you're going to be intentional and you're going to look at it on a daily basis. And honestly, I would say morning and afternoon. So when you wake up, put it in a visible place. Some people have it in their restroom because, you know, we go to the restroom to start off our morning. to get dressed. That way it's there in your face. Some like to put it in their kitchen on the refrigerator because obviously you're in the kitchen often every day. Even though you may not be cooking, you're in there getting something out the fridge. So it's in a highly visible place. And so you are just going to, once again, focus on those goals. And you are going to be intentional. So if you realize that, okay, I've set goals in four different categories, but I have yet to get up off the couch and go walking around the neighborhood, or I am letting my kids log on online and I am taking a nap and I'm not supervising them, or you are just simply just in the house complaining because COVID won't go away. That is not going to help the situation. So once again, based on what you have, if it's that vacation at the end of 2021 and you're working to save money to put aside, are you checking your bank statement to make sure that you're not spending unnecessary money? Yes, I want you guys to support small businesses. However, when you have a goal in mind and that family trip, it takes discipline. So you are going to check that document on a daily basis and ensure that you are taking steps to get toward or reach those goals. And it's that simple. And it sounds really simple, but it takes self-control and it takes discipline. So that's what you're going to do. Be intentional. It's going to change your mindset even without you recognizing it. You looking at that document and seeing yourself on that beach or in that nicer home, or if you're not a homeowner and you aspire to be, seeing yourself as a homeowner, looking at those documents every single day, it's going to get in your spirit, so to speak. It's going to change your mindset. And before you know it, you're going to be checking off those and you're going to be like, is this all it took? I should have been doing this years ago. I'm telling you, it's an aha moment like that. You will have those aha moments. And I personally experimented because I'm just an ambitious person and I have all these ideas and goals in my head. So I went a couple months, 1 year without doing a vision board. And I'm like, I know what I want to do this year. I know what I want to accomplish. And when I tell you, I was all over the place. I couldn't remember what I started and what deadline was for. Yeah, it was chaos. But once again, once I sat down and did what I know I needed to do, I started making check marks, and it's just this feeling. I can't even describe it, but it's just an amazing feeling as you're, you know, checking off goals. And if you are a parent or guardian, when your kiddos are able to see you accomplish, it just inspires them. They may not tell you, but they're watching. So it's just, you know, being a good parent and role model. So, yes.
You know, I've done like what you're talking about, scheduling out your days. And it takes some time to do it. It takes some discipline, which I'm working on getting back to. But I did it for a couple of weeks, pretty, every day. And it was, like I said, it's amazing what you could get done. So I had like the three big things I wanted to get done every day. If I can get other stuff done, great. And usually by noon every day, I was done with three big tasks every day. And it was like, how am I getting these things done?
Right.
Yeah, there's no way in the world I can get all three of these things done. And boom, they were done. I'm like, I got the rest of the day to finish up what I need to do. So it is very, very powerful, like you're saying, and so helpful. And not just for the parents that kids get to watch, which is very important, but also for the kids when they, especially during this time here, to set those goals to focus them on what their future, instead of, like you said, sitting there thinking, oh, this is awful. Because it can be very easy to say that, it's awful. You know, being in quarantine stinks, but having that vision, okay, well, you're in quarantine, how can you still reach those goals? And for the people who are like, all right, I want to reach those goals, what's the next step for them that they can go through, and how can you help with that?
Okay, so first off, it is having the will to do. You have to want to do it. You have to want to be better. And who really at the end of the day doesn't want to be better, right? I think all of us really want to be the best version of ourselves. And so I would say start small. If you don't have the funds to go and purchase that poster board, go and grab that notebook out of your child's backpack, that they're probably not using now, right? Because everything's virtual. Everything's on PowerPoint and OneNote and all that. I know y'all like, oh, you're making my anxiety levels go up. So go grab that notebook that's not being used and you sit down. And as you stated earlier, let's take baby steps. So start with jotting down a to-do list the night before. So what is it that you want to accomplish tomorrow? Jot that down. Get up excited about it, refer to it, and then get to work. And then when you realize, oh my goodness, my day went a little bit smoother. I don't have a headache. I didn't have to scream as much as the kids. And oh my goodness, structure, order. Wow. Amazing. And so then once you get excited, then that's when you can go to the store and get your glitter and stickers and poster boards. And
make it beautiful.
Actually, yes, yes. It's kind of like art therapy. If you're familiar with art therapy, make it a family affair. Okay. The kids would love this. I promise. So go grab some of those old magazines that you have in the closet or storage. And just, you know, if you have a preschooler like us, help them work on those fine motor skills. You're cutting out pictures and you're pasting and gluing. And they don't even realize that they are doing an activity that is a game changer. Of course, they're going to look at it as an art project. But you as a mom, dad, grandmother, auntie, uncle, you know that you're instilling in them something that's going to help them in the future. As students. And as you were saying earlier, you're a student, but guess what? The college process still continues. Applying for scholarships still continues. The GPA continues to still be calculated. So this is not a time to just relax and fall back, but instead step up your game because now you have time. Like no one should have that excuse that they don't have time to do a vision board or sit down and actually be intentional with their goals. So make it a family affair. Do that art project. And if you're like me and you have to chart it out because you have all these wonderful ideas, go and pick those top four categories and start, take baby steps because I don't want you to get overwhelmed. Take your first 3 months of the year, 2021, January, February, March, and go choose those four categories. Choose some things that you want to make happen. If you want to open that small business, if you want to increase business, if you want to reach a certain amount, 100,000 viewers, start now. Start now because it's right around the corner. And once again, at the end of the day, you just have to be intentional. And if you have any questions, feel free to reach out to Michael or Be Dynamic Inc. We're on Facebook and we can actually help walk you through that process. Because I know sometimes when you have all these wonderful ideas, you just don't know where to start. So having an active listener, someone to listen and give you feedback is helpful. So don't feel like you're stuck and that you don't have a support system. We're here for that.
Excellent. Excellent. I truly believe in exactly what you just talked about. I know, like I said, I've done it for a little while and then I've kind of fallen away and I'm getting back to it. But you know, just got to keep at it. And it makes a huge difference in everyday living, much less, you know, go with the future that you can build. And so you're on Facebook, Be Dynamic Incorporated on Facebook. Do you have any other social media handles that you use or websites?
So that is on my vision board, is to actually hire a marketing person, because once again, I'm an educator, entrepreneur, mom, all these titles. So I'm trying to prioritize. But if you go to Facebook, Be the letter B, Dynamic INC, short for Incorporated, you will find the phone number and contact information, email. Don't really have any other handles that I'm using at the moment. They're there, but you're not going to find anything. So check us out on Facebook. And once again, we'll be more than happy to assist you in your vision board goal setting endeavors.
Excellent. And you do corporate training as well, correct?
Yes, correct. And we've been doing several virtual trainings. And of course, the hot topic at the moment is the whole implicit bias, unconscious bias training. But we do various trainings from team building, leadership, the implicit bias, and all the way where the foundation of the company, those essential life skills, the time management, communication, public speaking. Just if you think of it, if you can think of it, we can do it. Yes.
Excellent.
Pretty much. Excellent.
Well, I appreciate you being here. Like I said, I look forward to working with you in the future. And I have a couple different projects we've been talking about, and I look forward to those. Those are going to be very exciting. So thanks. Awesome. Thank you for being here.
You're so welcome. Thank you for the opportunity.